British business leaders on both sides of the argument have been absorbing the news. Haydon Wood is from the company Bulb. He voted to remain in the EU. And Christopher Nieper of the clothing company David Nieper voted leave.
We export into the Eurozone. We employ staff in the Eurozone, we have customers in the Eurozone, and we also buy fabrics in the Eurozone. So our relationship with the EU is quite important to us. Business is very, very adaptable. If we get a giant tax from the EU, then we'll set our stall out to sell in another part of the globe.
My name is Haydon Wood. I'm one of the co-founders of a company called Bulb. We are a low-cost renewable energy supplier. So we provide homes across the UK with affordable renewable energy. The way in which we do that is we use a lot of technology in our back office system to keep costs down. And it's that technology that depends on the extremely talented and diverse pool of people that we recruit from in London. I didn't see some of the same protections that, say, the financial sector in the City of London had were mentioned in the speech today.
The future outlined by Theresa May would mean that the frontier between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, currently a pretty laid-back crossing between two EU neighbours, would become the frontier between the EU and the UK. That's one of the issues that's prompted the Irish Business and Employers Confederation to label the Prime Minister's Brexit approach aggressive. I spoke to IBEC's CEO, Danny McCoy.
Oh, this certainly is aggressive. I mean, while it's been signalled and so on over the last 7 months, this is a very dramatic change in the business relationships between the two countries. You know, we've always been on the same team. We have competed for investment, competed aggressively, but we're always joined. Our business models have become much more entwined, predicated on being in a free trade, customs, tariff-free zone. Suddenly we've got the prospect that potentially within 2 years, we've got a very different business model. And, in a globalised world, our business models are really integrated.
Is this an existential threat for Irish businesses?
I don't think it's existential because there's quite a lot of substance in the Irish business model now, and near on 60 years of building up foreign direct investment, but clearly the absence of a 65 million market. We will still trade in there, and hopefully we will be able to get to an agreement around tariffs that won't be destructive to both sides, but it is a game changer.
And the physical manifestation of this, many believe, will be what they call a hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland.
Well, I think it's important on the social issue that it was, welcoming that Prime Minister May said that one of the objectives will be to keep the common travel area, so the movement of people between the two islands. That's to be welcomed. But then in addition to the free movement of goods, which is important for business, it's very hard to reconcile being out of a customs union and not having some border controls, both between the islands and obviously on the island of Ireland as well, between Northern Ireland and the Republic.
Just to be clear on that point about Theresa May's comment on the common travel area, here's what she said. She said, the United Kingdom will share a land border with the EU, i.e. that line you've been describing, and maintaining that common travel area with the Republic of Ireland will be an important priority for the UK in the talks ahead. So it's a negotiating point, but it's not guaranteed.
Well, it can't be guaranteed because in these negotiations, Britain will be sovereign to make what it wants to do with whoever it wants to do it with. Ireland will be part of the EU27, and so the relationship ultimately, that will be forged between Ireland and Britain will have to be mediated through our colleagues in the European Union now.
What are your members telling you? What are their biggest fears?
Well, I think the biggest fear is now coming to pass. I mean, I'd say people were thinking that there would be a kind of a Norwegian-type agreement or a Swiss agreement, which might have been bespoke for the United Kingdom, but certainly didn't see a situation of such a hard exit.
Well, thanks to Danny McCoy, who's the head of the Irish Business and Employers Confederation. A quick thought for Madhavan. Is this the kind of perfect opportunity for India to say, we're waiting, we're ready, here's an opportunity for a new bilateral market deal?
That's right. I think given the colonial ties and the fact that India is the world's fastest growing major economy, there could be opportunities there, but there are also pains ahead. UK has been used as a gateway to Europe by Indian companies thanks to the English language and the old ties with London. But I suspect Dublin will replace London as the gateway to Europe.